listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Yes, you are. It's Friday. It's a good weekend, too. All right, so enjoy every bit of it. Who do we got here?
Tonight, if you want to go get some laughs, very funny comedians doing comedy for a cause at the Horseshoe Casino, that Whiskey Roadhouse.
Yeah, cool.
That's
like
a
that
cool
place.
Venue over there at Horseshoe. We
it
got
is nice.
Our buddy Austin Anderson on the phone. Sure. Austin, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
We got, I'm doing well, man. Doing a lot of shows this week.
Are you really? Do you ever have that person that says, hey, be funny, you're a comedian?
yeah, and I say, pay me.
That's a good answer.
Austin has a good default face. Like, Austin walks out there and hasn't said a joke yet, and people start laughing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have a...
Not because he has googly eyes.
He's likable.
But yeah.
And who else is getting up with you tonight? It's Austin Anderson, Heather Jones, who is hilarious.
Yep. Chris Covey, and then a guy, an Iowa comic that's really funny, Bill Blank, is going to be headlining it. And then also Cameron Lodge.
Okay,
so
you kind of fletched his name there. You went Cameron?
yeah. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm looking at it. I don't know how to pronounce that. So I just kind of, I was hoping that no one would notice, but of course you would. Yeah.
Of course
you gave. Listen,
call me out on it.
You gave him a plug, all right? He owes you.
Yeah, I did my best.
You could go with the first letter, too.
What's what are you guys doing this for? This is nice of you guys to do this. What is Comedy for a Cause?
Yeah, it's for the Micah House. So if you're not familiar with the Micah House, it's helping out people with homelessness in our community. And so all the funds that are being raised directly impact, you know, children, families, and individuals that are staying at the Micah House.
Okay.
Here in town.
Okay.
Very cool. Awesome, man.
Right. Yeah.
So what time is the show and everything? 6 o'clock, I think?
Yeah, it goes from 6 to 9, and I think the show itself begins around 7, but doors open up at 6. And I think the best way to find tickets, I would love, you know, you guys to come out, have some laughs, and support the Micah House would be, you can find me on Facebook, just Austin Anderson, and then my top post is, you know, a post detailing the event for Comedy for a Cause. Or just go to Facebook and search Comedy for a Cause 2019, and you can find the details. So.
Yeah, it's awesome. And for anyone listening, my name is Mike. So whenever I hear that, I think you're coming over to my house, and it gets me really.
It's open mic night. You're Micah like, no, house. It is not. I do not have enough White Claw for everyone.
So it should be a good show. Now, Austin, lately, have you had to like tailor your act at all for like people getting offended? Yeah. Like you're not pulling any punches, right?
No, I mean, I'm not. I don't really. Change thing. If anything, it's made me more aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, like just not really, you know, the things that people say that we can't talk about, I tend to even talk about a little bit more. So,
right?
Like, you don't want to offend anyone. Like, so for the record, Austin's not going to get up there and offend you guys tonight. But the point is, I don't think there's ever been a more important time for stand up comedy. When you can't say things and you feel like free speech is going away, you need to sit in a room and listen to some people who have the stones to get up there and let it rip.
I couldn't even imagine. Yeah.
How about this new thing, Austin? I mean, how crazy is this? There's this new comedy special of Seth Meyers on Netflix where you can skip the political jokes.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard about that. I don't think Seth Meyers is funny at all, so that's probably why.
Well, no, I mean, but how terrible is that? That they have, like, actually created a skip button.
I agree.
That's awful.
Of course, he would be the one to do it, too.
To agree to that.
You know?
To agree to that. But they're saying that it was Netflix, you know, how we've seen that they've got the icon now that you can push. It'll flash up political material
content,
if you don't
want
to get into the
so gross.
You can pass go by it.
Nope.
It's
I know. I don't understand, like, everyone is so like weak-minded now that they can't even hear like another point of view without just spiraling, you know, and convulsing with tears and anguish.
And it's anti-comedy. I mean, it's just so anti-artistic. Everything about it creeps me out that they even put that out there, that anybody would agree to have their special be like limited like that. I would have been like, no way.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to rail against him. I like Seth Meyers, but regardless, the most creative way to come at somebody with a differing point of view isn't a joke. But anyway, I think this is awesome that you guys are stepping up and doing this
sir.
So everyone knows, like, the show tonight is a clean show. Like, no one's going to be offensive. No one's going to be dirty or anything like this. This is
you know, event that everyone can enjoy. We're coming together just to laugh and raise money for the Mike House.
Can so I come back?
Nothing political. Right?
Can I come backstage and you can roofie me?
Yeah, man, I can come to your house and do that.
Okay.
Oh, wow. You heard it here first, people.
Thank you, Austin.
Hey,
you're welcome, man.
On a side note, how's that Ranch Bowl documentary going on? So if people have heard, there's this old music venue in town called the Ranch Bowl, but Austin's working on this cool documentary.
Yeah, man. The Ranch Bowl film is going good. You know, we're picking up and we're starting as the fall came, doing more interviews, and we're going to do a lot this winter. I think like the coolest interview that we've done recently is we interviewed the lead singer of Blue October.
Oh, Justin. Oh, awesome. Oh.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. And he was my favorite so far. Like, he is such an awesome dude and just a genuine guy, and he's hilarious. Like, the interview was really, really good. So, I'm excited for this thing to, you know, be done and then for people to see it. But we still have a little ways to go because we just want to make sure that we really make this something that people are going to enjoy, you know.
We don't want to
shorthand ourselves. So,
the more of the like Justin, 311, all those guys you get in there, that you absolutely just pushed me off of that documentary, didn't you? Huh?
It's going to be hard.
You're in that.
It's going to be hard to keep.
Yes, you're in that.
No, but at least put me on the cut in the back corner. Just my face, roofied. Yeah.
Me and Party were like the first interviews that they did, and we didn't know what to say. And
I had no idea.
But like, Austin, I'm proud of you guys because I knew that this is what would happen if it went right. We said this thing's just going to keep adding layers and layers and layers and layers because everybody wants to talk about the Ranch Bowl.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think this could be something that could be so good. People that aren't from Omaha could watch it. You know, like in L.A., maybe it goes to Netflix and like, this is just a cool story about a great music venue because everybody has one. And a million bands went through that place.
Yeah.
It was just a good rock and roll documentary.
If it wasn't for the Ranch Bowl, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. There's no way in hell, you know. So, hey, do you have an intro song when you go on stage, Austin? Do you have an intro song?
I don't know, man. I kind of always just referred back to, I really love the song by Red Hot Chili Peppers, Love Roller Coaster.
Okay.
So I usually come up to that quite a bit.
Because I'm kind of like in the lounge mode these days.
Oh, yes.
That's what I'm kind of doing.
Usually like that slow roll.
Yeah. This is Jeff playing the piano, actually, right now.
Mm-hmm. He's so talented.
Oh, man, you guys got a piano in the studio.
Yeah, we're doing everything live now. Molly's playing the bass, and I got the drums, and we're all doing it up for you. So, all right, man, so we will see you tonight, right?
Yep, tonight at the Micah House. Go to Facebook and just search Comedy for a Cause 2019. And get the details. We'd love for you to come out and have some laughs, say what's up.
Austin, thank you for being funny and getting out there. We appreciate it, man. We do.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate you. Thanks,
brother. We'll put a link on our Facebook page. So Whiskey Roadhouse tonight.
See you later.
If you guys don't have plans and you want to go laugh, Whiskey Roadhouse at the Horseshoe Casino. Very funny, Austin Anderson, you just heard. Cameron Logsdon, Chris Covey, Bill Blank, and it's a good cause. So go have some laughs. 21 or older.
All right, 938-9400. That's into the show.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 941.
To the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, for all you guys standing in line or getting in line today for that chicken sandwich from Popeyes, I'm reading a story here. World Herald did about a woman who was a runner, and she was running in California, ran through like a swarm of flies, and a month later, somehow one of those flies had planted a larvae or something, and so worms were coming out of her eyes. She was pulling them.
How does this have to do with chicken sandwiches?
What does that have to do with chicken sandwiches?
That has nothing to do with chicken sandwiches.
No chicken sandwiches sold today.
You're so fat and lazy.
Oh, my God.
I don't have a follow-up.
Live worms, half an inch long.
Just
transparent and wiggling.
That seems like clickbait, but it's sadly a real story.
It is a very
real
story.
So these are the things that usually, like, if you're ever on the internet, and, like, on the side, there's those weird pop-ups that have, like, a worm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it says, true story. You're like, who would click on that? But this is a real story.
It is awful.
I've heard about these parasites before.
Well, this is like a...
I'm never opening my eyes again.
This is just the flies. She just ran through a swarm, and it happened to be the type of flies that are carrying. And it, one had hit her face, or landed on her eye long enough just to leave one there, and it got into her and grew. Is what it was. And yeah, it's very, very rare. It doesn't happen all the time. I don't want to say that, you know, running around.
Exercising doesn't pay, is basically what you're...
I'm not trying to say that, but what I'm trying to say is no chicken sandwiches sold today. So I can get in line and get a chicken sandwich. That's it.
You made 3 attempts yesterday?
Yeah, 4.
Sketchy.
4.
So you left the house, drove past Popeye's,
3
but didn't get in line.
No. You guys are out of control out there.
I don't know about that.
I will not go get a chicken sandwich, just one, for a 40-minute wait. I mean, people are sitting there and waiting and waiting. It's unbelievable. I guess I just don't quite get it yet. I just want to try one just because now everyone else is trying one. I'm going to see what the, you know, what the... hubbub is all about.
You had one once before, didn't you?
No.
Didn't you get one the last time around?
No, I walked in there and the lady goes, "We don't have chicken sandwiches anymore." No one was there now. Now it's empty because they obviously ran out.
Okay.
And this girl stood there behind the cash register looking at me like, "Well, did you want to order anything else?" And so I did like that. You ever see that meme where that Homer Simpson backs up into the bushes?
Uh-huh, goes back into them.
That was me. I didn't say a word. Up. I backed out and walked right out the door. Never went back. Now I'm just trying to get in there and get the damn chicken sandwich. But this weekend will be the weekend. Think of flies in the eye.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Hello, Friday. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. When my life came crumbling down.
Hello, hello. All right, it's Friday. We know that it's going to be good. Tomorrow's going to be 65. Today we just have to stay cold a little bit, right? And then we'll pick it up and get a little farmer's tan going on Saturday. And then Sunday back to the cold. Monday even colder. But my heart will be warm.
I think it's bizarre. I don't know. 62 tomorrow. Yeah. Monday, 8. It's going to be
so
8.
Awful.
That's the
low. Who hurt Mother Nature?
I know. Like, say sorry.
Say sorry.
Say sorry.
Take it back. Seriously, let's iron this thing out. Yeah. Come on, y'all.
It's gone too far.
Does Mother Nature have a Facebook page yet?
You know what? We should start one.
We should start one.
So you can go,
people can hate it.
You can go rollerblading tomorrow, or you could lay out.
Yeah.
And then Monday, ice skating.
You might get sunburned if you lay in there long enough, right?
Yeah, probably.
I think so. All right, so did you hear about our big winner?
Yeah.
How about that? She's a winner. She's cool.
Caitlin?
Yeah, Caitlin's awesome. Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm so pumped for her.
Big thing starting on Monday, too. Yeah, we're calling it the key to, it's like the key to the radio station is what I'm calling it.
Oh, you're just going to give that out. Okay.
I'm just handing the key out.
I love that. I love that about you. You're such a giver.
You're dang right, mama.
You're such a giver.
You're dang right.
Jeff's like, yeah. He does. Not when it comes to Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
No.
He's all talk.
He's a takeaway. That's the takeaway.
But if somebody else provided the Popeye's chicken sandwich, he can give that.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I went and tried to get 4 times. I drove by the Popeye's and it was just packed nonstop, 24/7.
Did you throw some punches?
No. I feel like but I was watching
that's
videos.
The end
just
that's
now.
The go to.
Yeah, no punches. But yeah, maybe this weekend.
You
I'll
know,
make
Wendy's
videos.
Has a really good chicken sandwich, just saying.
Party is literally too better. Lazy for drive through.
Well, sitting there. I don't even want to sit there for that long. It's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Just sit there? It sounds ridiculous to me, but drive through is supposed to be quicker
sound
than
ridiculous.
That. Yeah. All right, choose them next. We'll see you guys in the Monday morning. Have a safe weekend. Stay safe and do yourself good.
Hello,
sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Meg Ryan apparently has called off her engagement to John Mellencamp. That's still just the oddest couple to me. When I first saw it, I thought it was a joke.
Sucking on chili dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Sucking on chili dogs.
I had no idea they were dating until
they met right outside the Tasty Freeze.
Sucking on chili dogs.
Sucking on chili dogs.
It's a weird lyric. You're like, that's not how I eat my chili dogs.
No.
All right, you kids, we're ready to go into the zoo, so finish sucking on your chili dogs. This is like a mess. It's like, why are your children covered in poo? No, that's their lunch. They were sucking on chili dogs.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.